and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
When we think of wisdom, at least when I think of wisdom, I think of Solomon. I think of how that Solomon is considered, and according to the Word of God, was the wisest person who ever lived. Well, of course, Solomon made some mistakes. We all make mistakes, but in Solomon's case, he made a lot of mistakes. And when we look at that, God's hand was upon this man, and God still used Solomon. And I believe that when people who are simply human beings, and specifically those saved people who make a mistake, sometimes a mistake, and let me say it just like it is, sin. When a saved person sins, sometimes they get into their mind, and the devil does this. The devil is the great tempter. He throws things in front of us and causes us to be tempted. And let me remind you that temptation is not sin, but giving in to that temptation is sin. But many times a saved person will give in to the temptation of sin. And they get into their minds that they can never be used of God again. Well, this is not the case. God is willing to use anyone who will say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I've made so many mistakes. Lord, I've turned my back on you. But thank God you've never turned your back on me. You're still there. I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven because I've trusted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Lord, forgive me. Now, when I say that, when I'm talking about someone saying, Lord, forgive me as a saved person, I'm not talking about getting saved all over again. The Bible says we have eternal life when we get saved, when we trust Jesus as Savior. What I'm speaking of is a person who has been saved, who gets out of the will of God for one reason or another. Maybe they're hurt. Maybe someone has hurt them. Maybe they've gotten away from the Lord for one reason or another. But God has never turned His back on anyone. It's we who turn our backs upon God. But God says, I love you, and I want you to serve me. When we say, Lord, forgive me, the Bible says if we confess our sins, He's just and He's faithful and forgive us our sins and to forgive us for all unrighteousness. That not only means that the unsaved person who comes to Jesus can be saved by turning to Him and trusting Him by repentance and saying, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I've changed my mind how to go to heaven. It's only through you. Please come into my heart. I'm not only speaking of that person who needs Jesus today, according to 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. That verse is speaking to the saved person who's gotten away from the Lord. If you're that person today, you need to get back. You need to start serving God with a new fervence, a fervency, an urgency of getting serious with God. Time is short, and we need to be working for God. We need to be bringing honor and glory to Him. And when we do that, we can say God has given us the wisdom to get back, the wisdom to be able to serve God and to know that what we're doing for Him is not for ourselves, but it's for Him. Now, God wants each of us to be servants. The first way we become servant of God, of course, is by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you've never done that, you need to serve Him today by calling on His name to save you. Now, in the book of Proverbs, we've talked about this in a study, how that God blessed Solomon because He asked Solomon, what would you want? What do you want? Ask me what you would. Well, Solomon didn't ask for anything that was frivolous. In 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 5, God made an amazing statement to Solomon. God said this, ask what I shall give thee. In other words, God said something like this, Solomon, you ask me for something and I will give it to you. What do you want me to give to you? Ask whatever you wish. And I've mentioned this before, if God were to ask you this question, what would you want God to give you? What would you ask for? Riches, long life, happiness, popularity, possessions? And well, what did Solomon ask for? 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 9 through 12 tells us that God asked, and God was there, and now when I say God was there, he was speaking to Solomon. And Solomon, he didn't ask for anything that was unnecessary for him to be king of Israel. He asked him for something that he would be able to rule according to how God wanted him to rule. And 1 Kings 3, verses 9 through 12 says, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this so great a people? Well, the speech that Solomon gave to God, the request that Solomon gave to God, was very pleasing to the Lord, because Solomon didn't ask anything for himself. He was asking that he could have wisdom, that he could have the knowledge and understanding that was necessary to rule the people according to how God wanted him to rule. Solomon asked for an understanding heart. Well, God granted that to him. 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 12 talks about that. And then 1 Kings 3:13 that we've read before says, and I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. In other words, God said, you were faithful to me in asking how that you should rule, how that you should serve me, how that you should bring honor and glory to me. And therefore, you didn't ask for riches, but here's what I'm going to do, God says. I'm going to give you both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. 1 Kings 3:13. Well, God gave Solomon the bonus. Not only did he give him wisdom and understanding, but he gave him riches beyond measure. And we keep reading about Solomon, how that God blessed him. We keep reading about the wisdom of Solomon, how that God continually helped Solomon make right decisions. Well, the Lord Jesus spoke of Solomon's wisdom in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 42. It says there, the queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Well, I believe that Jesus Christ was speaking of himself. He's greater than Solomon. But what this verse is speaking of in Matthew 12:42 also is saying Solomon was able to give and to use his knowledge and wisdom to answer very difficult questions. And in 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 1 through 3, it says this, and when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord. And by the way, this is the queen of the south that's spoken of in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 42. We compare scripture with scripture. That's how we understand the word of God. And that's what we're doing right now, comparing Matthew 12:42 with 1 Kings chapter 10. Verse 1 says again, and when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. See, Solomon's getting richer and richer. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. She shared with Solomon. Verse 3 says, and Solomon told her all her questions. He was able to answer whatever she wanted to know. Because the verse goes on to say, there was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. Now, Solomon was a man who had been given wisdom by God. God also gave the Apostle Paul much wisdom, as he, and that's Paul, was given the privilege of writing under the inspiration of God at least 13 New Testament books. Now, we read of some of this in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. It says, an account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him. See, Paul had wisdom because he asked God. He trusted God. He wanted to serve God. It said, Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Well, not only do we see not only did Solomon have wisdom, but we see that God gave Paul wisdom in pinning down the scripture. And we're going to read more about that in just a few moments about wisdom. But notice the verses we read in 2 Peter chapter 3, how that there were certain things hard to understand that Paul had written. And it says that unlearned and unstable rest. This is speaking of people, I believe, who do not study the Word of God. They do not get into the book. They don't understand because they're not seeking God's face as Solomon did. We need to fall on our face to God and say, oh God, give me the understanding that I need as I study your scriptures. Help me, Lord, to understand what you have for me, that I can serve you and help other individuals know you as Lord and Savior. I believe that we too, as simple human beings, but not so simple as we do not have what God wants us to have as a saved people, we have everything at our fingertips, the Word of God that we can get into and we can study, and we ask God to give us the wisdom that we need in order to serve Him to our fullest. And let God lead and guide us and show us, open to us, the Scriptures. And I think of the disciples who were on the road to Emmaus and how that they communed with the Lord on the road. And as they walked and they traveled along that road, and they were going to a room where they would eat later, and they walked with the Lord, and they didn't recognize Him because He didn't allow them to recognize Him at that point, but He shared with them Scripture. And when they got into that room where they ate together, the Lord blessed the food that they were getting ready to eat, and it says their eyes were opened, and they realized who He was. And the Bible says that He left them. And after He had gone, these disciples who had been on the road to Emmaus, they said, did not our hearts burn within us as He shared with us the Scriptures as we walked by the way? Does your heart burn and yearn for the Word of God? Do you get into the Word of God? Does God speak to your heart? If God has saved you, if you've trusted Him as your Lord and Savior, you need to honor Him by reading His Word. You need to honor Him by getting into the book and asking God to lead and guide you and say, oh God, help me to understand your book. Help me to understand what you have for me, that I will be able to serve you more in this life, that I can help other individuals come to a saving knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Help me, Lord, to serve you. I want to be your servant. Now, God wants to use each of us. He wants us to serve Him to our fullest. We need to give Him all we've got. Let him take what we have and use it. Now, we don't have to be the smartest people in the world to be used of God. What we need to do is ask God for His wisdom and His understanding, to give us the understanding that we need in order to serve Him to our uttermost, to lead other people to the Lord, to help other individuals, other Christians, to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.